Hi, and welcome to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling bipolar disorder with mixed features. So I've decided that for each podcast in the beginning, I'm going to give you a check-in. It's like what we do for the support group. It basically tells you, or gives you an idea of sort of where I am in my mood and other symptoms. So my check-in is that I am feeling depressed. Because I am working with my doctor, have been lowering my Prozac because I went on thyroid, which made me hypomanic. And it only does that if I'm on antidepressant. Yes, there is some sort of correlation between thyroid and bipolar disorder. They do not know what it is, but you can find some studies, at least a couple of studies regarding that. It could just be that with the whole circadian rhythm and ultradian rhythm, circadian being daily, ultradian meaning more than once a day, of our bodily processes, the different chemicals that are released at different times. It could be that thyroid is a big player in that. Obviously, many hormones are. So, anyways, at this episode, I'll talk a little bit more about my symptoms in this episode, because this episode I want to talk about what it's like to be mixed bipolar disorder with mixed features or mixed symptoms or mixed states. Mixed meaning M-I-X-E-D. And it's basically, the short description of it is that you will have both up and down symptoms at the same time, both depressive and manic or hypomanic. Hypo meaning lower, manic. So not hypomania is just a lesser form of mania at the same time. And that just sounds pretty wild in itself. And I will tell you that it is. I'm trying now not to use the word crazy, but I'm also deciding that a lot of times the word is useful for describing how I feel. And I'm I don't mean the crazy and the negative mental illness connotation, but just like my, what's going on. I just feel so off. So I'm going to give you my synonym for mixed, what it's like to have mixed states. Sorry, I don't mean synonym. I mean example. But before I forget about the thyroid, I did also want to mention that before I was on any medication at all, when I started having really bad mixed hypomania at night, I had one of my blood tests came back, and I had tests before that were normal, but at least that I'm aware of. This time I did actually insist that they test for T3, which usually they don't. They'll usually just test your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and for a lot of illnesses, you really should ask for a full thyroid panel to see what's going on with your T3 and T4. So T3 is thyroid 3, T4 is thyroid 4. That's just the short, there's actually a lot longer term, but that just to understand it quickly. T3 converts into T4. It's a complicated process that I won't get into. But you can read about it online. But they do not know what it means to have low T3 alone, where your THS and your T4 are normal. However, studies just show that there is a correlation between illness and low T3. They studied people that were hospitalized for various illnesses, and many of them had low T3. So it's an indicator that something is wrong. The interesting thing is that that the thyroid will actually make me hypomanic. You know, so that connection definitely needs to be looked at further. I also want to point out the fact that the mood stabilizers for bipolar disorder, which are also used for schizophrenia, often, you know, there's a, the medications are also called antipsychotics for people who have psychotic features. So there's crossover on the those medications. But the for our sake, for this discussion, I'm just going to call them mood stabilizers. There is connection between mood stabilizers causing low thyroid. So it's just a complex interwoven situation that's difficult to figure out. You know, did the mood stabilizer cause my T4, or did I already have a problem, you know, with thyroid that was going to get worse? You know, so it's just difficult to figure out unless I went off the mood stabilizer. But in any case, that's where I am right now, and it has definitely caused havoc, and we're trying to balance that out. So the example I want to give for what it's like to have mixed states, I think is a really good one that I came up with to help describe it to my doctors, my past two doctors, current and last doctor. For me, it reminds me of the game Scrabble and the tiles. So imagine that you have this bag, and actually some of the Scrabble premium deluxe editions come with, I think it's like a velvety bag where you can put the tiles in and shake them up. So imagine that you have this bag like that, you know, drawstring bag, and you can throw a bunch of tiles in there and you shake them up, and then you go and you draw a tile. So imagine that instead of the tiles being labeled with alphabetical characters, you have tiles that represent four different things. So first, mood. So you have like a tile that represents, and let's say for each thing, you're going to have several tiles. So for mood, you're going to have like severely, you're going to have elevated or lowered mood, right? So you're going to have severely elevated mood, which would be like a psychotic mania. Then something a little lower like that would be severe, you know, mild mania or severe hypomania, depending how you look at that. I don't think there's a line that they draw that where you're just completely not. Well, psychotic would be definitely not in touch with reality and having psychotic features, symptoms like seeing things or just like so completely out of touch with reality that you imagine things, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, people from outer space are visiting or something, or, you know, you see things. But a real elevated hypomania or mild mania might be you're just not quite in touch with reality in the sense that you're just over optimistic. Like, I'm going to start a business today, and then, you know, a month from now, I'm going to sell it and make millions of dollars. I actually had that, but not that severe. But I did. I was very confident at times that I was going to start a business and make millions of dollars and retire early. Which I actually think I'm not being optimistic, but I did have a really good startup idea that if I didn't have bipolar disorder, I probably, you know, and if I'd known some other things when I was healthier, I probably could have seen that through, because there is a website very much like it now, and it's called Meetup. But anyway, so you have a tile that is just all different areas of mood. So, you know, high, hyper, hyper, happy, normal, you know, you have to have normal in there too. And down to, you know, zero. And I'm kind of thinking of the GAF score, which we use in my group. So 50 is normal. 100 would be just, you know, psychotic hypomania. Zero is, I don't know if they have zero. Zero, well, zero, I guess, would be like committing suicide. So you have tiles that represent all different mood. And then you have tiles for whether you're irritable or whether you're calm. I'm not quite sure what to call that, sort of peace of mind, maybe peace of mind tiles, from, you know, severe irritability where you're just out of control, angry, shouting, throwing things, to your, actually, you could actually take that all the way down to, below normal and make that apathetic. So apathy, but let's say the good in that, the 50 in that would be calm and peaceful and, you know, kind of serene. Then you would have sleep, tiles for sleep, or a need for sleep. This gets a little bit complex with bipolar disorder because a lot of times when people are hypomanic or manic, they not only don't have a need for sleep, but they have, you know, insomnia. And I'll explain this a little bit more and mixed and how that's a little bit different if you're mixed at times where you actually can't sleep, but you want to sleep. So we'll have sleep, like you can't sleep at all, like literally don't sleep for 2 days. And I have done something very similar to that, and that is very common with bipolar disorder. Of course, a lot of times when people are manic, they don't want to sleep, and it's really fun. But if you're mixed, it may not be. Two, you're oversleeping, right? And there should be, I don't know, in that, there should be some sort of tiles. So I think you have sleep, whether you can or can't sleep, and then also need for sleep, whether you're sleep deprived or not. And then, and that could be related to energy, but energy has its own set of tiles, how your energy level is. So 100 would be just like super manic, crazy energy. You just nonstop, right? Nonstop for 3 days, no sleep, just go, go, go. And yes, that does happen. And 0 would just be normal, healthy energy. You can get things done. And then as you start hitting towards depressive state, energy goes down, lethargic, real low energy. But you can also, again, because we're going to talk about mix, you can have energy and not be euphoric. So energy tiles. All right. So you have all those different tiles. And so let's say, I don't know, how many would that be? Like, let's say there's like 50 tiles, maybe there's more than that, depending on how many each. And you mix them all up. And for those four to five different areas, we can say five now, because I added sort of sleep and need to sleep. Pick out a tile for each. And right, and for each area or each state, you can have a tile that ranges from 0 to 100. And you pick out five tiles. And they're completely random. And that is exactly what it is like to be mixed. And that is exactly what it's like each day, because you have no idea what tiles you're going to be pulling, what tiles your body's going to be pulling, your body's going to be giving to you. So let me give you some examples. I can be depressed, but my energy can be high, so I can have good energy. I can feel good, but I mean, I can not feel good because I'm depressed, but I mean, I don't feel lethargic. Or I'm depressed and I can't sleep. And this is one is very important because I was not diagnosed correctly with bipolar disorder for years because of the sleep issue, because I could not sleep, but I wanted to sleep. And I was so severely sleep deprived. And I still have sleep problems. Anyone with bipolar disorder just constantly has sleep issues. But they kept on telling me, because I go, you know what? I think I'm bipolar. These are the reasons why I think I'm bipolar. And they kept on telling me. I had my counselor and it was actually a doctor and some PAs. And they kept on saying, no, if you were bipolar, you wouldn't want to sleep. Okay, so that is the case for someone who is non-mixed bipolar. So someone just kind of has standard bipolar 1 or bipolar 2, where they're not mixed. In other words, when they have mania or hypomania, they don't want to sleep. They don't need to sleep. They have all this energy. They have, and usually just a lot of creativity and just wanting to get things done. Now, I've also had that too, but where my mood wasn't even that high, but I had that energy. So again, mixed. It's just so complex. It's just like I said, it's, you know, and it's like rolling the dice in terms of what you're going to get. Picking those tiles or rolling the dice. If you know, we had dice that was a bunch of dice. So when I started having manic, and my doctor thinks they were manic, not even hypomanic, because they were so bad. Mixed manic symptoms at night. Basically, it was like. So, and they started happening after I went through a lot of stress, and it was a lot of emotional stress. And I definitely think emotional stress is worse than any other kind of stress. You know, meaning like if you're stressing out your body through exercise, or you have happy stress. I mean, there's happy stress too that is exhausting, but emotional stress, I think, is the killer. So it was like, and it would start around 5 p.m. every night. So that's why I am ultra, ultra rapid cycling. And that's why it's an ultradian problem, not just a circadian problem. So ultra, ultradian, because I cycle more than once a day. And it would be like every night, 5 o'clock. It's just driving me nuts, you know, literally. It was like someone shot me up with adrenaline, and I had, you know, or gave me 100 cups of coffee, and I had all this energy. Like my body just suddenly had all this energy. And I would say the adrenaline correlation is, or example is the best. All this energy, but I did not want it, and I was not happy having it. So there was no euphoria. And they also call this an agitated depression or agitation. And agitated is definitely a good word for it. I had so much energy. I literally would have to just run around the house, or I would turn on the Wii and start playing tennis. I mean, I had to move. I had to do something because I had to get rid of this energy. And it was so uncomfortable. I would just cry. I would cry, you know, and just feel so, so horrible and so bad. And I wish I could put it into words and explain it better to you, but that is just the best way I can explain it. And even explaining that, my doctor, my psychiatrist had no clue. The doctors, the counselors had no clue. They just did not get it. And with my insomnia, and I will mention that when I went on the mood stabilizer, that helped my sleep a lot. So it was kind of a big clue in that, yes, I have bipolar disorder. So let's see, other mixed. You'll read about people that are mixed and they're like depressed and happy at the same time, which sounds super, super weird. And I've only experienced this a couple of times when I've been in the middle of medication changes, like coming off an antidepressant, where I'll be depressed. And yet I experienced this one time, I literally like had uncontrollable laughter. It was so weird. I just couldn't stop laughing and at nothing. And I was really depressed at the same time. And it was just the weirdest, weirdest thing. But that's really rare for me. I'd be interested to know if other people have that more, other people with mixed symptoms. And I should mention that having mixed symptoms is supposedly rare. But I think there are a lot more people out there that are being diagnosed with major depressive disorder that actually have mixed bipolar disorder. And the key features to that, I think, would be the sleep and having energy, even if you are, you know, down, you're not feeling good. Let's see, also mixed. So irritability. So irritability is actually a very common hypomanic or manic symptom, which again, a lot of people don't realize. They think of bipolar in terms of just the euphoria or the depression. But you can have irritability, and I definitely have irritability. Women can have a lot of irritability before their period, but also bipolar disorder can cause irritability before period or after or during or whatever. And I definitely had that problem. And I still have irritability at times, but usually from an antidepressant making me hypomanic. But I used to have it more regularly. So irritability, you can feel happy, and you can be in a great mood, but you can have irritability. And for me, I won't even know I have irritability until something sets me off. And it's more like just extreme impatience. But it can get really bad. When I first went on the thyroid and it was making me hypomanic, it also made me extremely anxious. Just bad, bad anxiety, which is not normally a symptom of bipolar. I mean, anxiety is usually something separate. So it just was pushing my anxiety buttons as well for whatever reason. But I just was super, I had no patience. I had no patience at all. And there was a situation with someone where I bought something and they didn't describe it accurately. And I had absolutely no patience at all for them. But a lot of other times, like I said, I won't know it's there. And at that point, I didn't even realize how it was affecting me. I mean, like, I thought that my reaction was normal and it wasn't. But that was an extreme. Other times I'll notice like something just sets me off. Like, you know, I'm working and the dog licks me and I just get impatient at the dog, or I don't know, something like I spill water or something like that, and I get more upset than I normally would. And let's see. I want to talk about sleep a little bit more, because people with bipolar disorder mixed features can have sleep that mimics people with depression. People with depression can have sleep problems as well. People with depression, according to studies, major depression, not bipolar depression, tend to have problems staying asleep, waking up early, for instance, or having problems falling asleep. Where people with bipolar disorder will often have sleep in, when they're depressed, they'll sleep more. So hypersomnia versus hyposomnia. Hyper meaning more, like if you're hyper, you're have more energy. And for me, so I can be depressed, but I will have problems falling asleep. And that's why they thought, you know, I had major depressive disorder instead of bipolar disorder. But if you're mixed, you can have both problems. You can have all sorts of problems with sleep, because I will have insomnia, but I will also sleep extra hours. I will sleep in if I'm depressed. I will sleep more if I'm depressed. But at the same time, I'm mixed. I can be depressed and not sleep very well. So really being mixed, you're all over the place. So I'm actually mixed right now, because if you notice, I'm talking normally, I'm talking at a normal speed, I'm not talking too slow, I'm not talking too fast. This would be normal for me in terms of how I'm talking, but I am depressed. My motivation is low. That should have been a tile too. So let's add number 6 group for motivation, and I'm surprised I forgot that. Because that's huge. They've actually discovered that in the part of the brain that deals with motivation, that people with bipolar disorder have more or less, less gray matter there. It's less developed. There's some problems there, and maybe it gets, you know, worse over time with inflammation. But yeah, motivation, huge, 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 huge. When I am feeling really good, or hypomanic, I have so much motivation. I have motivation to do a lot of things. I have plans. I want to do things. I get super, super creative. You know, that's when I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the podcast and I'm going to do the video cast. I'm going to have my channel. And, you know, I don't expect to make money, but I'm being real, real realistic about this. Yeah. Right. And actually I think if I were healthy that, you know, and in a, my normal, what's good, normal for me, state all the time, that could be realistic. But unfortunately, you know, I fell back into a depressed state, and that's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? A video log? I just don't have the energy for that. I'm really glad for podcasts, and I'm really glad for Anchor, which I use because they make it so, so simple to record podcasts. So, so motivation. And then, you know, getting depressed, there's that low motivation tile, which I get a lot. So I'm mixed right now because I'm depressed, but I'm not talking slowly. And a lot of that has to do with just the little bit of antidepressant I'm on and just where my body is. I don't have motivation, not a whole lot. I don't really want to go out. But I did want to take the dog for a walk today. So that's, you know, that's better than it was yesterday. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I had a credit, for WAG, which is a dog walking service app. And I had someone walk my dog. You know, it was really warm and sunny today. So I was like, yeah, I want to get out in the sun. So that's, you know, I'm obviously not too depressed, but I don't know how I'll be feeling tomorrow. When I first went on the, I think the thyroid is helping my cycling. And I did read a study that there is a correlation between, or at least the study found that a little bit of thyroid can improve, rapid cyclers and improve the rapid cycling. So that is interesting because I'm noticing that I'm not cycling like I was when I first went on, the Prozac. It just, it caused so much cycling. I couldn't tell you what I'd be in the beginning. Like I was cycling every half an hour, or an hour, 2 hours or whatever. I mean, that's how bad it was. And then I was cycling every couple of days, and then it was every few days, and it was every week. I'd literally have a good week, and then I have a bad week. But I'm noticing now since I went on the thyroid that seems to be getting more stable. So that is interesting. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, with the thyroid, with my medication change and everything. So yeah, I mean, I can be depressed and I can have motivation too. Meaning that I can get things done around the house. I can do my laundry. I can, clean up things, etc., but be depressed. And I'd say that's kind of where I am right now, right? You know, I got the dog out, got the dog for the walk. But at the same time, not super high motivation. I've got some paperwork stuff. I've got a letter I got to get out, and it's kind of a big task. And I was going to do it last week. That was my goal last week. Actually, it's been my goal for 2.5 years now. but now, I moved it up on the priority list. And it's just been difficult to kind of create the space for that. But that also has to do with my sleep, waking up in the afternoon and other stuff that I need to have to supposed to get done, and where my motivation is. So, I guess on my motivation, if I was going to do a 1 to 10, 10 being, too much motivation, I'm kind of at a 4 right now, which isn't too bad. Also, where mixed bipolar disorder can be confused with major depression is when you are depressed and irritable, because depressed people can be very irritable too. And I've certainly experienced that, where I've been feeling really depressed and really irritable at the same time. So again, you know, I guess the easiest way to say it, that for someone who is mixed, there's just overlap, just a lot of overlap in both the depressive symptoms and the mania or hypomania symptoms. So lastly, I'd like to tell you what it was like for me when I used to have my period, because I think this is a really good example what it was, what it's like to be mixed and what it was like for me to be mixed. I don't have my period anymore. I am officially in menopause. My period stopped about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer now. And that did help my cycling quite a bit. Unfortunately, not as much as I would hope. But it was much, much worse then. And the interesting thing is, you know, they call menses, menstrual cycle, coming from the word moon, because menstrual cycles can follow the pattern of the moon phase. And what's interesting is that my sleep, I don't know if it still does it now. I'll have to test it again, but it did follow the phase of the moon as well. And so did a lot of other symptoms I had. Around ovulation, I would have insomnia and irritability. I don't know if I had the irritability before. I might have. But definitely in the last 10 years. And before my period, I would always have horrible depression and horrible irritability. And I used to think it was PMS, but you know what it was? I mean, I guess it was technically PMS, if you want to call it that, but it was my bipolar symptoms stepping out. And then when I got my period, that used to be my hypomanic week, or 5 days of hypomania. And then as I got older, it developed into 5 days of normal mood and kind of depression for the rest of it, which really, yeah, it did suck, and it does suck still. But it's interesting how my sleep and energy, because when I got my period, it's when I had the most energy as well, and I'd be happy, and I'd be creative, and I'd be just get all this stuff done, and, you know, wouldn't need as much sleep. And then after my, so right before, literally like right at the time I would get my period, then that irritability would turn into serenity. Like literally when I started bleeding, sorry for you men, you don't like to hear that, but you know, this is life, we're human. I literally, like, chemicals would flood my body. I didn't know, oxytocin or something, I don't know, but I would just be like serenity and happiness. Which should be studied too, right? Because that is definitely related to bipolar disorder and all the, you know, those chemicals, whether good or bad. I wish I could work with a research team. I hope some of you that do research are listening out there. And that would be just like the best five days, right, that I'd have. And used to be hypomanic, and then just, you know, ended up being my five normal days. Right. And then I'd have this dip again, where at the very end of my period, my period got lighter and lighter, I would move into depression. And so then I would do, and obviously the sex hormones have a lot to do with this. So maybe it's the sex hormones affecting bipolar disorder, you know, that whole HPA axis, hypothalamic, and I can't say it right now, but having to do with mood and sleep and energy. I'd fall into, you know, depressed again. And then I would sort of right after that, you know, a couple of days after that, I'd start cycling up again. And then I'd have a pretty decent week, reasonably. And then, you know, as I got older, it got worse. But anyways, I hope that you have a better understanding what it's like to be mixed. And I hope the tile example was a good example. And I hope that I'm helping some people out there that didn't know they were mixed or weren't sure. Another really good example that I'm going to give you, because I saw this online. And if you search for bipolar disorder spectrum mixed, I think you can find it too. Where there's a doctor that talks about the whole bipolar spectrum. Sort of like an autistic spectrum, whereby, you know, we don't fit into these box categories. There's this long spectrum of where you can lie on that spectrum. And he has this graph of sine waves. And so this is similar to my tile example, except he used to describe it in sine waves, where, you know, a sine wave goes up and down and up and down. And so for each line would represent, you'd have a line for mood, a line for state of mind, irritability or calm, a line for sleep, whether you're sleeping or not sleeping, a line for need for sleep, a line for energy, and a line for that last one that I am just forgetting right now. That's the other problem with medication and sleep deprivation. What was the one I forgot? Well, hopefully you guys will remember. But if you imagine those lines and going up and down, but they're going up and down at different rates, and at certain points they intersect. So at one point you'll have mood elevated, but energy low. And another point you'll have energy high and mood high and irritability. Or another point you have the first two high and serenity, euphoria. So that's also, that was a really good example. And I printed that out and I gave that to my doctor and I said, this is what I am. This is exactly what I go through. And then he finally realized, okay, I guess, you know, she has mixed symptoms. So there needs to be more education about mixed symptoms. And I hope that many of you, have learned a lot and will share this information with other people. And we can help educate the world. So I want to thank you again for listening to my podcast and remind you that I do also have a blog, and it is bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So bipolar, the disorder first, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people. And when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog, that's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D. .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at jillmimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks, guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.